Infosys records a double-digit growth of 24.8% despite American telecom accounting fraud and US travel advisory. The software giant Infosys has recorded a robust double-digit growth this year. Announcing the first quarter results, Chief Executive Officer, President and Managing Director Nandan M. Nilekani said American telecom accounting fraud had no impact on the company profit margins. He said only 15% of the revenue came from telecom sector. Infosys chief, however, admitted that U.S. travel advisory and resultant delays in client and other visits might need an extra bit of cautious approach.
For Infosys, our revenue from the telecom sector is about 15%. And this quarter, it has come down from 15.4% to 15.2%. We have also made adequate provisions on our accounts receivable if we have any potential losses. So we have not been affected because we have managed the business. But I think overall, it does have a huge impact because it affects everybody in the telecom sector. And if companies do depend a large amount on telecom companies, then it could have an effect. The reason we are saying robust growth is that we saw double-digit growth. You know, from quarter-to-quarter growth was about 11-odd%, whereas in the previous four quarters, we all had single-digit growth quarter-to-quarter. To that extent, it is different, and there's many more project starts and so forth. But for the year, you know, we have given an estimate of between $636 and $654 million. At this point, we have not changed that estimate because we are cautious because of the impact of these other developments like the economy and the advisory.
Former U.S. Senator Larry Pressler, who is on the board of the Infosys, has lamented the U.S. travel advisory. He said the advisory should be lifted in the best interest of the two countries.
I think what's really going on is that Pakistan is of a nature that it doesn't do nearly as much business as India does. So travel advisory is much harder on India than it is on Pakistan. And I think the best intentions are to try to get India and Pakistan to negotiate some kind of a settlement on Kashmir. But this is very painful for India because India depends on business with the United States, not necessarily getting military aid as Pakistan does, but in doing business. And I'm worried that this will have a long-range bad effect with what I consider our best, most synergistic partner in the world, namely, and we should be embracing India as our number one ally in this region to offset China. And each time we embrace Pakistan this way and give them more military aid and more license to build more bombs, we find that 8 or 10 years later down the road, we have created a new crisis. And I'm afraid we're going through that same pattern again. So I just hope that this travel ban is lifted soon.
The software major has recorded an income of Rs. 764.62 crore in the first quarter ended June 30, 2002, against 680.13 crore in the corresponding period last year. Ashima Sharda with Dipankar Chakrabarty, ANI.